Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the mist, with a little peace and some harmony. We'll take the world together, we'll take them by the hand. It's like I'm in for you.
Speaking of music, that song will never get old, ever, 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 ever. Correct review, the entire album.
It's the OG Hootie hit. And then, that was one of the best albums of the 90s, correct review.
I mean, it. Can you believe they're coming up on, we're close. Maybe a month or two away from their 30th anniversary of the release of that album. That album came out 30 years ago, and it could have come out yesterday. Every time Hold My Hand comes on, who doesn't sing that song? Is there really anybody out there that's like, I hate this? No, not a soul exists. Dude. Gamecock Traditions, by the way, nobody hates that place either. You win some, you lose none. They are in. The Under Armour shirts are there. The Gamecock logoed Yetis are there. All the national championship gear is there. The Gamecock camo baseball hats are there. You can still get two t-shirts for $25. Dude, are you kidding me? I mean, And tell them, JC, and if you buy Gamecock Traditions, what happens?
Any Gamecock stuff you buy from Gamecock Traditions, money goes to NIL Garnet Trust. It's a great deal. It's you don't have to have a code. It's not just certain Gamecock items, every Gamecock item. So the more you shop there, the more you inadvertently contribute to the NIL situation in South Carolina. I was telling somebody the other day, I wish I had about 10 of these deals. I wish we had about 10 of them at Garnet Trust around the state. But certainly Gamecock Traditions, Kevin, Scott, the guys that work there, they're very supportive of the show, always have been. It's an honor, really, as someone that grew up wearing the Beat sticker, you know, since I was a kid.
Yep.
To have those iconic brands around Columbia like D's Wings and Gamecock Traditions, Love Chevrolet, Salsaritas. You know, it's kind of neat for me to kind of look back and say, hey, man, these are like legit. These are Columbia, you know. And so as you know, but it's the University of South Carolina as a whole. So, you know, I'd like to get some of these deals around the different parts of the state, from the Grand Strand to the Golden Triangle and all points in between. But certainly I am very thankful of the support both here and with Garnet Trust, with Scott and Kevin and those guys at at Gamecock Traditions. It's when I get down there next week, I'm gonna go by and buy a bunch of stuff and bring it back up to the fam, you know, from Gamecock Traditions.
Well, we better be getting our friends and family discount, because I'll be there next week too, and I got to go get some stuff for the kids. So, Kevin, where you at, Kevin? Come out, come on out. Where's the friends and family?
In there.
Come on. All right. Yeah, I'll be in town next Saturday after we win our third straight T-ball game. I'll be up there for the spring game, Arkansas game on Sunday, and then, of course, the golf tournament on Monday.
Oh, so you're there three straight days. I feel a beer coming on, or seven.
Yeah, we will. I don't know. I don't know if we're going to stay at the condo, or I don't know what the plan is. I need to call Flint and figure it out.
I'm downtown somewhere, but yeah, cool.
Cool. Life's a garden. You got to dig it. You know, that's what Joey Dierte said.
Well, when he I was wondering who I was going to hang out with. Now you've answered my question. I was like,
Yeah, we'll be there. Patrick's not doing the pregame concert, though, this year, because he'll be in old Napa Valley doing his sip.
Oh, in Napa. Worst places to be, right? Napa.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing these country songwriters and stuff do that I think is kind of cool, when they go like on a retreat and stuff, you can read the articles and stuff about it. And even to follow them on social media, it's like Cabo, it's like San Antonio, the village from the Shawshank Redemption, a warm place with no memory. You know, it's like Napa. I mean, they go to some like inspirational places when they have these songwriting retreats and events and stuff. So that's, I always thought that was kind of cool. You know, get out of Nashville, and Nashville's a beautiful place, don't get me wrong, but you know, you get out of Nashville and get some other perspective and stuff. But when I lived there, some songwriting people I knew, they were always going to all these awesome places, you know, to go have songwriting. I guess it's where the songwriting happens sometimes. So I thought that was kind of cool.
By the way, I'm so excited to get up to Gamecock Traditions, not to change the subject on you, but they have in my, what I've been clamoring for, a black Under Armour t-shirt with just the white circle with the Block C logo in it, right in the center, a big one, not the small one, big one. So, like the old days, kind of brought that logo back, like on the helmet. So, thank you. Thank you guys. I'll be in to pick one up next week. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Kevin. All right. On the Masters front, it is a 6-way tie. Byung Hung On through four at 3 under, Ryan Fox 3 under through 5, Christo Lamprecht, he's an amateur, he is 3 under through 8, Danny Willett is 3 under through 8, Eric Van Rooyen is 3 under through 10, and I mentioned his name a moment ago, and there he is, Bryson DeChambeau at 3 under through 7. For those wondering when your favorite golfers might be teeing off, maybe some of them have already teed off. Mickelson's even through 4. Cantlay and Fowler just teed off. They're through the first hole. They're right there with Justin Thomas, already on the course. Will Zalatoris is on the course. He's just gotten, or he might be on one. Tony Finau is 1 under through 4. And then on down the line from there, you, of course, can check on yourselves. But John Rahm, the defending champ, has just teed off with Matthew Fitzpatrick and Nick Dunlap. Rory is set to tee off in just a few moments alongside Scottie Scheffler and Xander Schauffele. And Tiger Woods will go today at 3:54. He's playing with Max Homa and Jason Day. My pick to win it, Tiger Woods, 25 under par.
All right. Hey, the year he actually did, the recent one that he got, you would have won quite a bit of money had you taken him.
Wow. In 2019? That was
a few years ago. Yeah.
Dude, like,
that was a great day. I thought I was pulling for Tiger. You know,
I had tears in my eyes. I, you know, you remember when you look back on your life, where you are right now, there are a few sporting events out. Like, okay, we're Gamecock fans, right? So pull that away. Nothing to do with South Carolina. Like on a national scale, there are a few events that you always kind of remember exactly where you were or exactly what you used to do to watch those. For instance, when I was a young boy, we would stay up at my uncle's house on Saturday nights to pay to watch Mike Tyson fight, right? I'll always remember those fights, and they generally lasted about 30 seconds, but you always had a plan for Mike Tyson. I'll never forget where I was 2008 Olympics watching that run with Michael Phelps. It was the greatest Olympic achievement in the history of the world and what he was able to accomplish. Me and Nick Godwin, one of my roommates, literally yelling at the TV like we could do anything to help him swim faster. You know, and there are other moments when the Braves won the World Series in 1995. I remember everything about that. I will never forget the Tiger Woods Masters win in 2019 because it was so unbelievable. He had been written off. He was totally written off, and he won it. And that was neat. Are you two asleep, or do y'all want to talk today? What are you doing?
No, I just listened to you. Yeah, it was a great story, man. Yeah, I mean, yeah. You say this made me emotional. I wasn't going
to forget where you were. I was like, trying to.
Do I need to get Holbrook back on here? He's got 46 minutes left.
Well, it also started out like one of those sleep well things. Like, you know, it's like when you can't sleep, it's a YouTube video. It's like, I want you to think of where you are in your life to this
moment. Yeah.
And then think of Tiger Woods. And then then you combine that with the Masters in general with like Tiger on the 14th hole.
Well, that's
so
your
nap and
return to glory.
Like, yeah. You're like, you know, you're like my I just immediately go into like shutdown mode, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and but, then
Marty's right, the US hockey win. And Marty, I owe you an apology cuz I had it totally confused in my head yesterday about the unfortunate Eric San Jose thing. So I apologize for that. I own things when I'm wrong. I was right, but wrong for whatever reason. After I started thinking about it, I was like, wait a second. Yeah. Why did I screw that up so bad? So my bad, well, dude.
It's because the restaurant's called Eric San Jose, but Greg is the one that kind of ran it. And so it's easy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like if some dude named Charles ran a restaurant named Kip's.
Greg used to bring the food out. I mean, he would bring us our cheese dip.
Yeah. And, or it's like why they call Darius Rucker Hootie. All the time, you know.
Yes,
he's not, but he's in a bad. Some people, Hootie and the Blowfish. So,
and he hates that too.
I'm sure.
I'm sure. You know, but it's anyway. But yeah, that
I fell down a rabbit hole looking at Tyson fights in the late '80s, just trying to.
Oh, dude! Those are 30s.
Oh, it's easy to do.
Yeah, those are YouTube shorts now. I mean,
you could do it all night.
Oh, I didn't go YouTube, or y'all really would have lost me. I was just trying to find lists.
Well, are y'all all in on this Jake Paul Tyson fight this summer? Are you going to watch
Dina asked me about that yesterday. She was like, when's the Netflix fight with Mike Tyson and Paul? I was like, oh my goodness. All right. Well, yeah, we'll probably get that too.
But Netflix isn't going to charge for it, right? Like, you just have to be a Netflix subscriber?
I would assume so. Netflix has never, as of today, charged a premium for any exclusive content. You would figure that this may kind of change that, but I mean, just think about the number of subscribers they have and how much money they have. I mean, they can put all the money together to make this happen if they get a boost in subscribership, even if just for a month.
Yeah. I don't think that I don't think, and then we got to hit a timeout here and we'll come back and get into some Carolina football. I don't think that, unfortunately, and I'm a big fan of Mike Tyson. I love Mike Tyson. One of my favorite athletes ever. He's a nut job, but I love him. I'm not so sure that the pay-per-view thing would fly now like it used to fly. It's you can only go to that well so many times with these type of fight. It's kind of like when they started doing that golf thing. Remember the match? First time the match came out. Oh, the match.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Awesome. Now no one even knows the damn thing's played every, you know, so you just only go to the wells. I mean, I don't think it would serve them. I don't think they get the, I mean, they would get people that would buy it, but it wouldn't be near the numbers that it once was. I mean, but if it's on Netflix, people will subscribe to Netflix. I just don't think they would buy the fight. So, Ed, you're right.
I mean, it depends on the cost.
And don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Pay-per-view works great for – I'm not saying it doesn't work. It does work great for like the UCF. I'm just talking about, in general, the Tyson-Paul thing. Like, we've all seen Mike Tyson fight for 40 years, you know, like it just, how many times can you keep bringing Mike Tyson and these fighters out to kind of go through a staged fight? Like, is he really going to go in there and, I mean, Jake Paul said yesterday he's going to knock out Mike Tyson's teeth. That's not going to happen. They're going to wrestle around and throw a couple blows, make it look, you know, it wouldn't be the hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars you would think that you would like draw in by charging $50 for that.
Have you seen one of Jake Paul's fights?
Not live.
Even if you didn't pay for it, you just attended some place that had it live. Like, because I never have.
Sure.
And Tyson will be the first.
I don't think I have. Yeah. I don't think I have.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So, I mean, I realize there's a market for it, but
yeah,
I'd pay 30 bucks to watch it.
Yeah. All right, let's hit another timeout. Shane Beamer's got the world on fire. Uh-oh, welcome home. Here, let's ruin someone's moment. Come on, JC, tell us, who is his name? What are his parents' names?
Do the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
How many stars does he have?
Come on, just give us a hint.
My guess is it's a three-star in-state guy from not too far away from Columbia, is my guess.
I think I know who today
I believe that it'll probably be announced not today, but maybe today. I don't know.
I think it'll be announced.
But tomorrow. That's my guess. I have not. I just saw it come through and I retweeted it or re-X'd it, whatever the hell you say now. And we'll see what happens.
I'm going to go to Twitter and be the 4 millionth fan that retweets it with that, oh my God, it's happening GIF.
Oh, from The Office? Oh my God, it's happening.
How many times did people?
I want to get a Magatu from Zoolander meme where he's like, dear God, it's beautiful.
I think you can create them with the Giphy app, can't you?
I think so. I got to dig into that. That's one of my favorite scenes. Magatu is one of Will Ferrell's most underrated characters, I think. You know, it's like, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. I'll get you, Derek Zoolander. And then it's, I invented the piano necktie. And then his dad is John Voight. He's like this old guy's like, that's my son. That's my son. It's Magnum. Just, dude, that it's one of those two. It's kind of like Austin. First time I watched Austin Powers, I did not laugh for whatever reason.
Really?
Second time I watched it, I thought it was hilarious. I was like, I don't know whether I was like in a bad mood or hadn't smoked enough pot because this was in college or what, or I had smoked too much pot. I don't know. Maybe I was in deep thought, but Zoolander's the same way. I was like, it's all right. But then I went back and watched it a second time. I got some of the nuance and it's up there for me. I love Magatu.
Gold member was the
best. As Will Ferrell characters go.
Bruin,
that's the Jorge Bovada show. How fast can you have your bags back from Milan?
Bruin, I'm just here to offset the crazies, man.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, somebody said that they're on the Clemson board accusing me of tinkering with the 24/7 sports rankings.
Power there, JC.
Yeah. Anytime I listen to the show, how many times do I like hold my tongue to where I don't just eviscerate the 24/7 sports rankings? Yeah, I know that. Even if I said something to them, they're certainly not listening to me. So Clemson folks, I haven't done anything. I don't even talk to those people. I don't even know half of them. I don't even know who's in charge anymore. So,
Yeah,
the Homer JC. That runs the collective. I am a Homer. I resigned from journalism a long time ago, bro.
Yeah, but you're not. You don't run the collective anymore. Number one, number two, give those guys a break. They celebrated National Farm Animal Day with their wives yesterday. Okay, they're all, you know, they're all still rolling in the mud. All right, give them 48 hours. Right,
I know. I'm sorry, but no. Look, I don't think there's any question where I'm aligned anymore. And frankly, I don't care. I'm happy. I'm home. You know, I don't live home and right now, but this is kind of, I have more fun doing this than the national stuff. I got real burnt out with that. It's tough. I wouldn't trade it because it gave me a great perspective, but you know, dealing with these different fan bases and their rankings of their players. Now yeah. I've become a complainer with the rankings. You know, I kind of like that better.
All right. Well, any complaining you've got, get it out during the break because we're going to take one now and we'll turn the page to Carolina football when we return.
Down here in the South, we don't always see eye to eye. While our taste in college football teams or what sauce, if any, goes best on a rack of ribs or what to mix with our Dixie vodka might be up for debate, we can all agree there's nothing better than a Southern tailgate. And like our favorite college teams, our ingredients come from small towns and big cities. They're grown in Southern soil, are crafted by Southern hands, and proudly represent the South in our backyard and beyond. So raise a glass of Dixie Southern Vodka to celebrate being made in America and raised in the South.
The season rolls on at Love Chevy, where the inventory is overflowing and the deals are in full bloom. Rev up your season with Love's exclusive specials on Suburbans, Tahoes, Silverados, Trailblazers, and the ever-popular Chevy Trax. They're hard to find. At Love Chevy, get behind the wheel and feel the possibilities. New adventures, new destinations, just you and the open road. Act now for Springtacular Savings at Love Chevrolet, the best selection of new Chevys, the lowest price, guaranteed. The other dealers upsell, overcharge, and will say most anything to get the sale. At Love Chevy, satisfied customers say it all. Things like helpful, knowledgeable, honest, and fun. Your trusted hometown Chevy dealer since 1961. I-26 at Harbison and at lovechevy.com. Together, let's drive.
That's the power of love. Love Chevy.
Hey, Gamecock fans. This is Roman Kimball with South Carolina Baseball. My friends over at Electric Bikes of Charleston have the largest selection of e-bikes in South Carolina. You can cruise up to high speeds of 28 miles per hour, which is about 70 miles an hour slower than my fastball. Stay in shape and enjoy your life with an electric bike from Electric Bikes of Charleston, where buyers come from all across South Carolina. Visit electricbikescharleston.com. See you at the ballpark, and go Gamecocks.
Hey, Gamecock Nation. My name is Kyle, longtime listener of the show and avid golfer. I wanted to take my game to the next level, but let's face it, golf is a hard game to learn on your own. I heard the ad from McKellar Enterprises and reached out to the owner and former Gamecock golfer, Meredith Taylor. In just 2 months of working with Meredith, I shot my lowest round ever, and I've never felt more confident in my golf. So if you're looking to take your game to the next level, go to McKellarEnterprises.org and book your lesson today with former Gamecock golfer, Meredith Taylor. Go Gamecocks.
Chicken cock originated in Kentucky, like so many other bourbons. And so the resurrection of it, you know, Paris, Kentucky, that's the county seat of Bourbon County. So much of this whiskey was being made in that Bourbon County, put on ships and barges and shipped down Ohio, down the Mississippi, and got to New Orleans where it got distributed all over the world. And people kept saying, well, hey, I want some more of that whiskey from Bourbon County. And so that's how bourbon whiskey got its name. And chicken cock originated actually in Paris, Kentucky, which is today Bourbon County.
Welcome to Palm Casual Patio Furniture. Because we are the factory, Palm Casual has the ability to offer the highest quality outdoor furniture paired with world-class service. Since 1979, our factory showrooms have done our best to make the buying process as easy as possible for our customers. Our understanding of the many factors that go into your decision has helped us create our 30-day trial period that increases the level of comfort our customers feel during the shopping experience. Visit us in Somerville, Mount Pleasant, Myrtle Beach, and Bluffton, and online at palmcasual.com for our products and out-of-state locations. Gamecock owned and operated.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Building your dream home is often just that, a dream, and sometimes a nightmare. But at the Barn Door Company, they commit to quality and build without sacrifice. Customization, open floor plans, limitless flooring options, maintenance-free and easy installation perks, and affordability are just a few reasons why they've been named one of the best builders in the U.S. Believe in your dreams. Visit thebarndominiumco.com. That's thebarndominiumco.com. The Barn Door Company. Gamecock owned. Gamecock operated. The preferred sign partner of Gamecock Athletics is Signorama Columbia, and they should be yours too. A full-service sign company that handles design, production, install, and service, Signorama Columbia has helped to bring to life the perfect vision for so many all across South Carolina. Owned and operated by proud Gamecock alumni, they can handle all types of signage, including interior and exterior, vehicle graphics, and more. Go to Signorama.com and find the West Columbia location or call them at 803-407-9284. Bring your brand to life with Signorama Columbia, and go Gamecocks!
Hey Gamecock fans, this is Roman Kimball with South Carolina Baseball. My friends over at Electric Bikes of Charleston have the largest selection of e-bikes in South Carolina. You can cruise up to high speeds of 28 miles per hour, which is about 70 miles an hour slower than my fastball. Stay in shape and enjoy your life with an electric bike from Electric Bikes of Charleston, where buyers come from all across South Carolina. Visit electricbikescharleston.com. See you at the ballpark, and go Gamecocks.
Gamecocks, this show. Make sure you've downloaded the Chief Sports app. By the way, shout out to our friends at Rescues and Resin. Have you, hopefully some of y'all have taken advantage of that, rescuesandresin.com. You can go find them on social media. All the woodworking they do with all the neat Gamecock logos, and they can build you or make you an awesome set of custom coasters or table. Are you building? Do you have a space in your, man, I don't know what table that goes there. Get one of their sweet wood ones with something designed on top of it. Don't have to be South Carolina. It can be anything. Rescues and Resin, they do it as well as anybody I've ever seen. It's unbelievable. So hat tip, Dustin. You're the man. Rescuesandresin.com. Big supporters of Gamecock Athletics. All right. JC, coming out of practice, had a little birdie in there today. Who raved about the defense and was very contradictory, to be honest with you, to Tony's report. And I don't mean that disrespectfully to Tony. He's got a job to do. I'll go with my source on this one, who said the offensive line does not look out of shape at all. And they're just putting good pieces together, and they're talented, and it's just going to take some time to figure it out. And the defense is ahead of them, and they probably should be. And that's what you want at this stage in spring practice. And that was my source. So you take that for what you will take it.
I'm with you. And look, I talked to Tony a little bit about. I know the guts of these discussions on both ends, and so. I think sometimes, though, it kind of depends on who you talk to, because obviously if you have a perspective of offense and you didn't have a good day, you're pissed off. I mean, that's just these coaches are all competitors. I mean, if assuming it was a coach, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I it's the first scrimmage. You Steve Spurrier had offenses that set records here that had first scrimmages where they couldn't go. They couldn't even get lined up, man. It's spring games like that. I mean, you know, people can say, well, Steve Spurrier's not calling the plays, but that's a little overrated. I think that when I get concerned about scrimmage reports is when the offense is ahead of the defense right away. Because by the time you scrimmage for the like let's be honest though, the spring game is not going to be set up for the defense to have a great day. It never is. They're gonna make them play base because the crowd wants to see some passes completed and some nice runs, and the offense will move the ball on the defense during the spring game. I promise you that, and it won't be any kind of indicative of anything that's going to happen in the season. But what you want is, you know, for your first scrimmage, especially in the fall, you want that defense to be ahead of the offense. Then you want the offense to kind of come back and maybe do get better that second one. And if you have a third one, which is more of a, okay, this is it, we're going to decide who's, it's more of an individual evaluation period than a let's put our stuff in and see who wins. You know, you want them both making plays. The years that the offense has been ahead of the defense, South Carolina's defense has been very bad. And I think that when you look at both sides of the ball, what is known about this team, there are a lot more knowns on defense coming back. And then they added their portal guys they added on defense are all quality, you know, if not starters from a depth perspective, they're going to be really good. And so I think that's the key there. On the offensive line, I won't throw this out to you guys because Hale McGranahan, thanks to him for putting this awesome Thursday practice insider together because it's pretty cool. So this offensive line, here's the first group right now. Left tackle, Tree Babalade.
Yeah.
He was freshman All-SEC. Left guard, Kamar Bell. He started all year at Florida Atlantic last year for Tom Herman. Originally signed with Auburn, South Georgia kid. Centers for Sean Lee. When he's playing center, he's one of the best centers in the SEC. That right guard, Trevon Ball, who really held his own on the interior as a true freshman, and chances are he's going to get a lot better. And then Cason Henry remains healthy and is out there at right tackle. You know, then you got guys behind them, Marquis Anderson, and people were well, you know, everybody hyped Marquis last year, and the hype was real. Why isn't he starting? My understanding is he's still working his way back to get back in shape, and you know, as far as from injury, you know, because remember he was sidelined, so he's going to take some time. May not start this year. Kamar, that's why you brought in the competition on the interior. Torricelli Simpkins is the backup center. This guy could make a move. They got Jatavius Shivers, who came in as a tackle, who was part of that freshman class last year at guard, second team right guard. Aaron Parks, a transfer from Oklahoma, is second team right tackle. And Sidney Fugar is the second team left tackle. According to how they lined up today, Blake Franks, freshman, work summit right guard. So there you go. Lamont Paris was at practice. So there's a little – you have to subscribe to read the whole story, but I think that starting group though, JB, when you kind of look at who they are and the potential there and the athleticism there, that's on paper. That's a solid group. The two deep is on paper looks better than the situation you had heading into last year.
Agreed. Don't think that's the starting line, will be the starting offensive line. I think three of those guys will probably be in there. I think two won't, just based on what I've heard.
Give me your prediction. Well,
no, I think Tree will be, Vershawn will start. I think that, that Trevon will start, and I think Big Tree will start. I know that you're a Cason Henry guy. I'm not saying I'm not. I think he's got all the potential in the world. I think I don't think he'll be starting the first game, and I don't think Kamar Bell will be starting in the first game. Not saying they won't. I just don't think they will, based on the.
I love it
a little bit, but
competition, decent, man. You know,
info. Yeah, look, I don't think they're going to be able to keep Torricelli Simpkins out of the lineup. And to be quite honest with you, I think that Marquis Anderson is going to be a guy. He's like, while he's ready to go now, I think that when he comes back from the summer, he's going to be a guy that they talk about a lot in August. It's probably going to be hard to keep him off the field. So I what I'm getting at here, and again, this is, I probably act like I don't know things from time to time, although I do. It's just you wait to have the right conversations. The offensive line being behind right now is not surprising at all. Now, I don't think that this coaching staff is going to step out on a limb and say, oh, we're not surprised that they're behind. Why would what good would that do this football team? Why on planet Earth, if you're Shane Beamer, would you step out in front of the media and say, well, we're not shocked that the defense is better than that? What does that tell your guys up front? All right, so you can't do that. And you've got to play it a little bit differently, as you well know, JC. We'd like to see these guys, you know, do a little bit better, but we're proud of them. That's kind of the way he's going to approach this thing. They're behind because they've got transfers in there. They've got guys coming back from injury, and they've got dudes who played three different positions last year trying to settle into one. That's why they're behind. And then they've got a – did I just jump off? What happened to my screen? Can y'all see me? Can you hear me?
We can hear you, yeah. But your screen kind of froze a little.
I don't even know what happened. Is it frozen or is it black?
No, you're frozen on our end. Live shows you frozen. Fortunately, you don't look real doofy or dopey in the spot there.
How about that?
Your audio is fine.
Well, now
there's me and the chief.
There's
you and Eric Church. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the night to remember. I'll finish this statement and then I'll figure out. I've been having issues here technologically, not from an audio standpoint, but this very expensive camera is choosing to do its thing. So to finish what I'm saying there, JC, you got guys, Phil, you've got dudes who played three different positions. They're in spring practice. They're trying to settle into one. You got guys coming back from injury and you have transfers. It is the coaching staff's job. And they have three offensive line coaches on this team to figure out now, not in August, figure out now what these guys can and can't do. Did we really think it's going to go out there and look great? Of course not. It's a totally different thing on the defensive side of the football. Number one, you return a ton of talent. Number two, the talent that comes in from the transfer portal, they got one job. Go get the guys.
Yeah,
right?
It's not as new.
If this offensive line is perfect today, they look really, really good. Well, they're probably using only the five guys that they brought in or that they had last year. And maybe they're better, and that's great. But what about all these other guys? You've got to go through every single scenario, which is exactly what I've been told, which is exactly what they're doing, and figure out who is going to be what, who can help you where, and all that stuff needs to be figured out now. You cannot be having and playing these games in August. So in my opinion, based on what I've been told, and I trust the guy that tells me this stuff, hat tip to this staff for trying to get this stuff figured out now and not in August.
How many guys are they running through legit, like, you know, who could potentially start here? What 50. Are we talking, 11?
They have 50 12? Offensive linemen.
No, I think it even gets the third because, I mean, they're repping Josiah Thompson and Cam Pringle pretty much.
I mean, it's 13, JC.
They could, yeah. I mean, look, it's one of those things where you've got to – you know, you got to give them some time. And it's one of those things, too. It's never going to be with that many new people, as the way you said. It's never going to be perfect the first time out. Defense is easier to plug and play because you're right. It's like, just go get the guy. You know, defense knows where to go.
Sorry about that.
You're not swimming trying to learn a big, extensive playbook. Defensive play calls are a lot of times based on concepts and not necessarily specific plays, you know, you like go here 5 yards, do this. So look, it's one of those things where give it time. I like the setup. You know, when I saw Big Tree out at left tackle,
Big Tree,
that encouraged, cause I thought he had some good moments. I like thought him. Like a lot of the guys though, just like, like he got hurt in the Missouri game, you know, just like Vershawn, when he was doing well out of tackle against Florida, he gets hurt against Florida. And those guys came back and played, but they were never 100%. By the time, you know, people want to know why Carolina couldn't run it better against Kentucky and Clemson, besides those two teams having pretty good D lines, the offensive line was all they could do to pass block. You could tell they were like, I mean, they're like a bunch of old dudes out there. Yeah. It's because they were hurt. They were playing hurt. And, you know, you got to be able to play hurt as a football player, play through pain. There's a difference between playing hurt and playing injured, though. And so they were able to play hurt, but they were still, you know, not 100%. You know, so you hope that the health is there. You hope that the depth is there. You know, Bell came in and Parks came in for depth. Simpkins came in for depth. And it's encouraging having those types of guys in rather than they kind of scrambled for Sidney Fugar and Jackson Hughes last year. Jackson, of course, went in the portal. Fugar obviously is, you know, second at left tackle. We'll see if he can make improvement. He was always a guy that's going to, I mean, he has 3 years. He's always a guy that's going to take a little bit. And then you do have Josiah Thompson sitting there, the best offensive tackle in the country from the high school ranks. And there have been a lot of schools that have started true freshmen at tackle that were that highly rated that were just fine. I'll choose two examples, Mitch Hyatt from Clemson a few years back, and then Caden Proctor from Alabama last year. Alabama's had several five-star starting offensive tackles directly from high school. So it's not as it's unprecedented, and that guy is probably going to be – he's probably going to be better his second, third year, but if you got a talented guy out there, it's happened before where they've gone out and played and performed just fine.
Yeah, I realistically, again, it's this is why I don't get too. I mean, we have a job to do. I get it, but I just don't get too invested at this point in time. I mean, you are cycling guys. This starting five that they – well, not starting. The first five that they threw out there today, JC, wasn't even close to the first five they threw out there a couple weeks ago. So, you know, this is their job is to evaluate and get these guys figured out and who they are. And I don't think that the spring game next week is going to be anything that's going to blow anybody away. But I think that's really more by design than anything. I mean, they'll probably try. It's not like they're not going to try to put their best guys out there. Of course they are, but it's not like it's also been a consistent unit. It's just you return four or five starters and they're all healthy walking in. Like we remember the problems from last year. So it's not like it's just this big beastly group that showed up and here they are. Let's get to the middle of August before we really start freaking out about this. I mean, I know this. The talent's upgraded. No question about that.
So, I just want to be healthy. And I do think they need a couple. I do think if they can find – and what the plan is, what they ideally they'd like two more receivers from the portal this time around and the left tackle. So the left tackle, I say, best of luck to you, sir. you know, that those are not – they don't grow on trees. But the receivers, there's a lot of receivers out there that are going to be in the portal and stuff that I think could help. So, other than that spot receiver, which is a bunch of unknowns, there's knowns and unknowns. It doesn't mean good or bad. It just means knowns or unknowns. I think they did a good job filling the voids and upgrading in some ways. I mean, you know, It stinks to lose any kind of like highly rated recruit that you get, especially when you sign them from out of state and you're here. So it wasn't pleasant to lose Stone Blanton and Pup Howard from a perception standpoint. But when you really dig into who those guys were as players, and then you compare them to Kamara and Washington, the kid from Charlotte, or the grown man from Charlotte,
Demetrius Knight.
Knight. I'm sorry. I keep wanting to call him Demetrius Washington. Demetrius Knight, you upgrade significantly athletically, experience-wise, production-wise with those two. And then stick him a linebacker, you added two of the best high school recruits you could with Gregory and Johnson. So, you know, it's hard for me to look around and go, besides receiver that they didn't fill the needs. Now, how does that stack up with the rest of the SEC? I don't know. I'm sitting here reading about, every time I read about LSU, the more I think South Carolina's got a good shot at knocking them off when they come. They have a lot of questions. And I think people, I mean, when you lose the Heisman Trophy winner and two top 10 or first round picks at receiver, I mean, I know they recruit as well as anybody, but I mean, I don't know. They're losing D linemen. They have an issue at safety where they have no depth. I know they got a hell of a D coordinator they hired, but I mean, they got to come to Columbia, folks, early.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of times we get caught in the Gamecock bubble and we don't, I think it helps us all, including me. I'm in a much better mood in case you guys haven't noticed. Because, you know, yesterday I sat there and said, well, I want to see what's going on everywhere else. And the same kind of stuff. Everywhere. 10 guys out with injuries. People, you know, question marks here. Here's what we're going to do in the portal coming up. I mean, so you're not alone. Everybody's kind of the same area. And I think the Gamecocks, with the additions, did a good job of filling spots. And I'm with JB. I mean, that's exciting news to me because I think, yeah, I'm if there's true competition for spots on the O-line, that can only help the O-line, you know. That's the way you get your best group. And then if you do have an injury, you don't have that much drop-off. And so that's a very positive thing with me.
Well, you leave it up to the players. Now it's in their hands, JC. I mean, there's good offensive line coaches on this team. I mean, you know, Lonnie's young, and I get that. But, I mean, if you're a young offensive line coach – and you've got like 50 years worth of offensive line coaching experience on the staff who are right there kind of helping you when you need help. I mean, not necessarily standing in his way, but hey, you know, lean on me. I'll give you some tips, that type of thing. These guys are going to, I mean, maybe they're not. There's always a maybe for something, but it's hard to fathom a scenario in which these young men aren't prepared, right, guys? So at that point in time, if you've done what you're supposed to do as a coach and as a staff, which is create competition, fair. I mean, there's 16 or 17 linemen on this team. Mm-hmm. So they're obviously competing and they've recruited, I mean, this past year, multiple five-star offensive linemen. And you sit there and say that Pringle isn't a five-star all you want to. He is. And then you have guys who return, they were freshmen who started last year. You brought in multiple transfers who are graduate students who've started tremendous amounts for Sean Lee. I mean, you name it, right? We can go through the entire thing. I'm not going to do that. And you put them out there, it's earn it time. So do you have the right kids? Because who's going to separate themselves? I mean, the staff has done all they can do to create competition and coach and teach. At some point in time, it's up to the players, right, to separate themselves from the rest of the group as opposed to just blaming the coaches all the time. I mean, the players, there's a bunch of talented players on this team, so at some point in time, they'll have to separate themselves. I don't think you're going to see a huge separation by the end of spring practice. Like, if you go out there next week and you leave and go, the offensive line sucks, I don't think that I'd spend the rest of the summer stewing in that and thinking it's going to be a repeat of 2023. They've got way more to work with. Doesn't mean it's going to be very good. I don't know. Hope it is. Hope it's average, really, be honest with you. If it's average, they'll probably be okay. Last year, average would have won them an extra game or two.
Yeah.
So I don't know what we'll see next week, but I wouldn't anticipate it blowing the doors off of anybody and meeting their expectations.
Tell you, four guys to watch on defense too. I'm hearing continue.
Montel right Goodwine,
Bam Martin Scott.
Yeah,
will be one. Yeah, I didn't have Montel on my list, but I mean, look, the dude played for Alabama for 3 years. You know, he had to be coached pretty well. I mean, he was just probably behind, from what I was told by some Bama, he was just behind some monsters. I mean, they like
keep an eye on him.
DeAndre Jules is at 320 pounds now.
Right,
that's some beef inside they need. He was very productive. I mean, you don't start at Pitt for Narduzzi unless you work hard and do some things. Dylan Stewart, don't forget about him. He was a five-star guy for a reason. He's a freak. Yeah. And then this Kyle Kennard kid is a guy that, absolutely, you know, when I look at Kyle Kennard at Tech, I was like, well, he was one of those guys that kind of flashed. I would have liked to have seen some more consistency out of him, but, you know, they're coaching him to be more consistent and all that. And there is more depth at the defensive end spot at edge
and this tackle.
Tackle, they're going to be able to roll. I was told if Jamal Weiss just gets a little bit better, and he's getting there, he's gotten better every year, they could probably roll seven. And that's before the guy from JUCO from Bamberg gets here. Jerome Simmons, is it?
Jerome Simmons.
Yeah, Simmons.
Yeah. But
Jerome Simmons. Simmons.
That would actually probably make it more Goodwin's going to play, guys. TJ Sanders is going to play. Tonka's going to play. Nick Barrett's going to play. Boogie Huntley's going to play. Jules is going to play. And then you're talking about Tuizama, Weiss, Simmons.
Yeah. Personally, I'd be happy if Tuizama did something this year that would make me look less stupid. I mean, that was the worst take I've ever had in my life, but we all have them, right? But I think that Desmond Umiazulu is still there, and he's in his second year. He'll get better. You still got Brian Thomas Jr., who's now 245, who's a tough guy. I think Travion Robertson and Sterling Lucas have more guys, and I was told this directly. There are more guys than they have ever had during the Beamer era as far as depth goes. Again, depth doesn't always buy you wins because there's good players everywhere. But I do think the situation it will be a lot better this season.
We will continue to monitor. There is a welcome home. It will be announced, I believe, tomorrow, I think. I'd probably be a little bit surprised if it comes out today. I think it'll be tomorrow.
It'll be tomorrow, confirmed.
Yeah. Okay. And we will, of course, continue to give you any more news, notes, and nuggets we've got on what's going on with Carolina football now. What is it, guys? 9 days away from the spring game. 9 days away, 7 o'clock. Big Gamecock weekend if you're planning to spend time in Columbia that weekend. Go to GamecocksOnline.com and check out all the events for Big Gamecock weekend. And do not forget, if you play golf, go to thebigspur.com right now and register your foursome to play on Monday, April the 22nd at Fort Jackson. And you'll get a chance to meet JC and Mad Dog. Are you coming down?
I'm not going to be there. No.
That's okay.
It didn't work out for me. Yeah.
Well, I'll be there. JC will be there. Whittle, of course, will be there. And then you'll recognize some other local Gamecock celebrities, if you will. But most importantly, it's a great event that raises fantastic cash for some wonderful organizations. And you get to play golf on a Monday. Like, nobody wants to go to work on Monday. And it's a spring game weekend. So just extend it by one day. Come play some golf. 9 o'clock, shotguns start out there at Fort Jackson. So get there early, get your swings in, and have a good time. Go to thebigspur.com, register your foursome. It's only $400. It's $100 a player. It's a steal. You get lunch. Nana's Porch is serving. There's going to be a silent auction. You got all kinds of great stuff going on. You're going to love it. So if you play golf, thebigspur.com, get your foursome registered. It's going to sell out, so get your foursome registered. And we look forward to seeing you there. Ryan Fox, by the way, guys. Ryan Fox, he's going to win the Masters. He is 5-under through 8. Ryan Fox, my prediction to win the Masters. After
yeah. That sounds good to me. I don't even know who he is, but, you know, let's ride.
DeChambeau has dropped a shot back to 200. Eric Van Rooyen in at 400 through 13. And
you think if Tiger looks like he's in danger of making the cut, that he'll withdraw for some sort of physical injury?
Nope.
Don't think so?
I do not. Nah.
What are the odds on it, though? Can I bet on it?
I don't know. Oh, we probably could get some odds on that. I know you can get odds on whether or not he can make the cut.
Yeah. Physically withdrawals, that would be if you could give me 9-to-1 odds on it, I'd put $10.
Tiger will make the cut. Tiger will make the cut.
Yeah. I don't know.
He'll make the cut.
Not that I know anything about golf or.
Look, man, if I've learned anything over the years.
You don't count him out in Augusta. I do know that. I know that.
This is like his little backyard. It's like his sandbox, you know. And out there watching him, Marty Smith's a hell of an interviewer. Did a great interview with him the other day. Tiger kind of smiled and said, they've got the course right where they want it, which tells me he knows exactly how the course is playing. Can he hit the shots? He can. Can he sustain it? Find out. If there's anywhere, and he said it point blank. He's like, I think I can win one more here. And I believe him when he says that. John Edward doesn't believe that. He is washed. John Edward.
Resident chatbox contrarian John Edward.
I don't know, man. All right. I don't even know who we have tomorrow. We might have Meredith to actually pitch in some stuff on the Masters, but she is giving tons and tons of lessons.
She's blown up like the crack man's pager, man.
She's
all the time. I mean, I remember when she first started. I'm so proud of her. And
yeah, that's what I told her.
Somebody having a vision, starting it from scratch, and then make it and implementing tools to make it work through branding and hard work and client referrals and just being good at what she does. That's tremendous, and you know. Hats off to Meredith.
Yeah. I've known Meredith a long time, and I texted the same thing to her last night and said, I'm proud of you. I mean, she left a corporate job making killer money to do something she loves. By the way, she's also making killer money because she's – look how busy she is. It's crazy.
I signed up.
It's crazy. She's doing a hell of a job. Hell of a job. So we have I don't know, maybe her – I can't remember who else is tomorrow, but guys, at the end of the day, 11 o'clock, we'll be here and we'll have the show full and you'll have fun. So enjoy the Masters and enjoy a glass of chicken cock bourbon. Thanks for enjoying us. We hope you enjoyed Stuart Lake and Chad Holbrook. They are such a blast. And we spent basically 2 full hours with them, both of them. So if you missed that, go check it out and download the Chief Sports app inside the Gamecocks, the show from the Cinerama Studios. Always built by the Barn Doco. We'll be back tomorrow at 11.